Okay, getting back. Is it on? Getting back to Izebel, we were discussing yesterday the problem of after everything that happened in the last parak, where Ahav had clear signs from Shemayim that Eliyahu Navi is a true Navi. And all the Navi Baal are Shakronim, and they got destroyed. And now he goes on a mission with his wife against Eliyahu Navi. How do we make sense of that? That was a problem we had yesterday. What's pshat that he goes there? It doesn't make sense. He just saw everything. He witnessed it. So I'm going to point out another couple observations. In the last perek, the Achav HaMelech tells Eliyahu HaNavi, you're an Oicher Yisrael. You're the one who's destroying Klal Yisrael by stopping the rain. First of all, you see, Achav believes in Eliyahu HaNavi. If he didn't believe in him, he wouldn't say he's stopping the rain. So in a way, in his critique of Eliyahu HaNavi, you see he believed in him. It's not very strange. He's believing in Eliyahu HaNavi, and that's why he's saying, Atoicha Yisrael, destroying Klal Yisrael. At the same time, he's zetsing into Eliyahu HaNavi. It's also strange what's going on. What does Eliyahu HaNavi respond? Lo yochalti es Yisrael. I'm not the one who caused damage to Klal Yisrael. Ki im ato beis avicha, your family, your father's family, you destroyed Klal Yisrael. He's talking to the king of Klal Yisrael. Achav doesn't make a bleep. Makabel, what Eliyahu HaNavi says. Many of the Mefarshim ask, Madua Achav lo imegiv, Madua ne manisha. That's what Imre Chen asks. Why would the king of the people not punish him now? You know, when you're a king, you have a lot of arrogance. You have a lot of arrogance. They have now Obama, one of his clauses in his health care plan is being brought to the Supreme Court. If the Supreme Court rules against that clause, the whole health plan could go in the garbage. So every other president wouldn't have the chutzpah to say that the Supreme Court is not Supreme Court, it's Supreme Court. Lahavdil v'lishkas sagozis. Can't argue with him. But he's already saying in advance, it's not in their jurisdiction. It's not really their business. They shouldn't even be thinking about the case. Arrogance, which is normal. A person in that position sometimes can develop arrogance. Achav HaMelech is sitting there face to face with Eliyahu HaNavi, and Eliyahu HaNavi tells him, you destroyed Klal Yisrael. Your father destroyed Klal Yisrael. Ask the Mechain, Madua Eino Imanisha Eliyahu HaNavi. It's a pill. Next, Eliyahu HaNavi tells Achav, let's get all the Nevi Baal to Har HaKarmel. We're going to do a test. That was the test that we spoke about last parak. Why does Achav go for that? Doesn't Achav know that Eliyahu HaNavi is a miracle man? He saw already he's a miracle man. Why is he looking for him to destroy what he built up? Nochakash. Also very sure. At the same time, Chazal tell us, why was Achav Zoicha to whatever he was Zoicha to? Because he refused to give up the Sefer Torah. We spoke about this a couple of weeks ago. When Ben Adad asked him for everything, he gave all his treasures. Sefer Torah he didn't give. Up till his last breath, he was Moisei Nefesh for Klal Yisrael with the wars, with Aram, Melech Aram. So there's a tremendous conflict in who he was, Achav. What kind of person was he? On the one hand, seems to be a rosh. On the other hand, seems to have some good qualities. He accepts what Eliyahu Navi tells him when he curses him out. He goes ahead and he was involved in getting the Nevi'ah Baal to Har HaKarmel, which ultimately destroyed them. He rages wars for Klal Yisrael with Mesiras Nefesh. He refuses to give up a Sefer Torah. It's like you can't figure this guy out. Who is he? Will the real Achav please stand up? Who is he? On the one hand, we have this. On the one, how do we make this work? So I'm going to tell you a pshat, what I think you could say here. Say pshat is like this. And we'll learn more about this later on at the end of Malachim, next week. But I'm going to give you now the haschola of understanding this. In the Mishnah Sanhedrin, it lists people, she'ein lo'im chelek lo'ilam abo. Right, that's the Mishnah Sanhedrin. Kol Yisrael yesh lo'im chelek lo'ilam abo. And then it gives you the list of the people that don't have a chelek in Olam Haba. And when you go through that list, a lot of the ones mentioned weren't small people. These weren't small people. The Mishnah goes on to say, which people? Shloisha Malachim, Barboim Adyatis. There were three kings and four Adyatis that ain't lam chelek l'olam haba. Yerovam, Achav, and Menashe. Those were the ones. Then it goes to our boy Adyatis, Bilam. Now Bilam was a huge Navi. Doeg Adoimi. Doeg Adoimi was the Rosh Av Bezdin of Shaul HaMelech. No slouch. Big man. No Olam Haba. Achitoev. One of the Rabbeim of Dovid HaMelech. Achitoev. The Gechazi. Gechazi is a Talmud of Elisha. These are not small people. These are not small people. So in our minds, we always think a person doesn't have a chelik. Every Jew has a chelik in Olam Haba. So somebody doesn't have a chelik in Olam Haba has to be completely off track. Completely off track. The answer, Rabbi Isai, is very simple. And that is that it doesn't matter how big you are. If there's one trap that you're vulnerable to, you fall into that trap, all of your greatness is not going to help you. All of your greatness is not going to help you. You can have somebody, lahavdil in instead of ruchnius in medical terms, physically. You can have somebody, some people never have problems with their immune system. Some immune system is critical for the body. Fights off diseases. Critical. Critical. You can have somebody has an immune problem. Person's immune system doesn't work. Nebuch. They could get any bug and it just takes their body over. Because every day your immune system is killing off things. Every day. You can have somebody, young, healthy, 25-year-old guy, 6'5", 180 pounds, athlete. He has one problem with his immune system. One problem. He gets an infection. In a couple days, he's gone. He's gone. Infection is... What do you mean? He's a monster. The guy, he's powerful. He has his heart is in great shape. His lungs is... Yeah, shkayach. But he has a vulnerability. He has something that opens up the door for him. He can... A trap. That's B'derech HaTeva, he could die from. A little thing happens to him, he could die. No matter how great they were, and that's why the Mishnah Dafka lists these people. Because no matter how great they are, if you have a vulnerability, you fall prey to your vulnerability. Doeg Adoimi had a jealousy problem. He had a jealousy problem. So Doeg Adoimi was jealous of David HaMelech. His jealousy killed him. His jealousy killed him. The Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, "Ma'bein Talmid of Shabul Marosha, Talmid of Shalavram Avinu." Okay, if I would have asked you this question, you guys would think I'm crazy. But it's a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. If I would tell you, Ma Bein Talmidim, I'd pick some great gadol between his Talmidim and the Talmidim of Pope Benedict or Francis, the Heidegger Pope. Right? So you'd say, what would you say? What am I talking about? I mean, what's the difference? What's the connection? What's the shaykhis? There's opposite worlds. What's the difference? What's the difference? You have two people are similarly going, oh, he's a shtickle more into lumdus, he's a shtickle more into halach. Bilam and Avram Avinu? The Mishnah Brikei Avos says, Ma bein Talmidim shel Bilam HaRasha and Talmidim shel Avram Avinu. You're taking two opposite extremes. You're taking the tzaddik of all generations, you're taking the Rasha. And the Mishnah says three things. Ayin Ra, Baal Gaiva, three things. That's all. Put him. Look at Bilam. Bilam lived with his animal. He's a behemoth. His Rebbetzin was a behemoth. Oh! Gvaldik. These were the three traits that made him fall all the way to the ground. The Mishnah is not just saying, when you look Lamaisa at Bilam Marosh's Talmidim, how did they look different than Avraham Avinu's Talmidim? That's Poshet. I don't mean just that they wore jeans. And Avraham Avinu's Talmidim wore loose pants. Were not colored socks. They look like two different worlds. The Mishnah's not asking that. The Mishnah's asking, how did Bilam become Bilam? How did Bilam's Talmidim become Bilam's Talmidim? And how did Avram become Avram? And the answer is, it was a couple of character traits. You don't take care of your couple of character traits, you're finished. You're a dead man. That's what the Mishnah's telling you. The people, amongst the people that don't have Olam Haba, they were great people. Potential, unbelievable potential. But they had a character problem. If you don't fix the character problem, you're down. It could be amongst the people saying, Lam Chilak Lam. Achav obviously had a lot of good character. Not a milus. But he had chisrones. And he wasn't careful with his chisrones. Let's look just, I'll read you one passage and with this we'll end. When the Torah ends off about Achav, you know what the Torah says? I'll read you the passage and you'll see what I'm telling you. Comes the passage and says as follows. Rak lo yhoyo ka Achav asher hismaker laso yisora b'ene Hashem. Hismaker has a lot of explanations. One of them is he sold himself to do bad. Asher hisisa oisai, Izebel ishtai. His wife Izebel was the one that got him to do all these bad things. She was bad. She was very bad. Kishmo Kani. She was Zebel. Right? So when the Navi ends Malachim at the end of Perek Chaf Aleph, and the Navi talks about Achav, it says he sold himself to do bad. He listened to his wife, Izebel, Harashant. What do you see from him? Achav had one vulnerability. His wife. He was married to a witch. So if he would have overpowered himself and gotten rid of her, he would have ended up being, who knows what he would have ended up being. But he didn't. He clung to her. And this answers all the kashas Rabbi Isai. Because whenever Achav is away from his wife, then he gives in to Eliyahu HaNavi. He helped Eliyahu HaNavi with the Nevi'i Baal to get rid of them. When Eliyahu HaNavi laced into him, he accepted it. That was all without his wife being around. Then he goes home. And he's Zebel. He's Zebel, the witch. She gets a hold of him. Once she gets a hold of him, everything changes. Now he becomes an opponent to the Torah, an opponent to Eliyahu HaNavi, an opponent. When he didn't want to give up the Sefer Torah, that's really who he was. He had a good side to him. But he didn't. He let his problem fester. And that's why the Novi ends his legacy by saying that he listened. He let his wife take him astray. He let his wife take him astray. And that answers all the stiras, all the contradictions about Acho, answers all the questions. That's the Nakuda. And this teaches us in life that we always have to watch our vulnerabilities. We have to watch where we could fall through. And those areas that we could fall through, we have to run away from them with all our might. Don't flirt with your problems. If you know you have a problem, don't go near it. People like to do that. Don't do that. And if you do, the lesson of the story is, Ach, the Navi ends by saying, Asher Hista Oysa Yizevo. That was the whole thing. Okay, we'll stop here.